Stand as still as possible and raise your arms above your head. This is to provide optimal time transport and is absolutely necessary. Prepare for nanobot transfusion. Now departing. Welcome to Boston. The current year is 1925.
Hi folks, I'm your tour guide, Rick Valance, and I'm joined today by the Quantum Tours Artificial Intelligence Program as we take a look around this vintage scene of Boston proper. Those of you coming from a more modern time should be able to stretch out and enjoy the rustic charm of this woodland town.
The dirt road you see will one day become Fairfax Drive.
But right now, it's one of the only roads in town. Arlington was mostly farmland for a long time. But here, in 1925, it's on its way down the path to becoming an important city.
Let's see, in Boston, I think it was called Sanitary.
Okay.
Then they had a barber shop, which became Safeway. Mm. They had the barber shop, drugstore, hardware store, gas station, two gas stations, and the church. One of them that's really interesting was the mother used to send me to the store, get a loaf of bread or some milk or something, and I came back with the first sliced bread. She couldn't get over it. It was called Jumbo. It had a big elephant on it. And this was from Sanitary. Right down on Wilson Boulevard, quit there, not Quincy Street, but further down. And I came back and I said, Mom, look. What is it? What have they done? I said, they sliced it.
How primitive.
Well, look here, computer. Rome wasn't built in a day.
The Roman Empire was comparably less advanced than this period. I do not understand the reference.
It's a... just... never mind.
Where are those men going with that funny wheelbarrow?
Well, as you'll see, even a small town can have some big excitement.
Yes, anywhere there are humans.
Why don't we cross the street? Head south across this main road, the one that will eventually be Fairfax Drive. Yeah, that's the one.
How obedient you humans are.
Put a sock in it, computer.
I do not have any socks.
Anyway, folks, you'll probably notice the smoke rising out of that house to your right. Once you finish crossing the street, just hang out for a minute and look to the right. I promise this tour won't get dangerous, as long as you listen to your tour guides. As a town like this one gets bigger, more and more people move in, and the town needs to develop support systems and infrastructure to support them. And one of the most important things is to have someone to take care of fires.
The firefighting was all a voluntary business, and each community over the area developed its own volunteer fire department and had a bell or some kind of a gong that they would ring if there was a fire, and the volunteers would all come and grab the cart and run to the fire. And they had no pumpers at that time to hook on to fire systems.
It was chiefly a rural community then. I can remember the men pulling fire trucks. They didn't have any engine, so all the men grabbed a hold of the rope, pulled the fire engine, or the chemical that they had, to save the house.
A little two-wheeled, hand-hauled chemical fire extinguisher, soda acid type.
Usually they poured water on the adjoining house because they couldn't save the house that was on fire.
Yes, so you can see the firefighters over across the street. They finished hauling the cart over to the fire and have some barrels of water ready to pump at it. It took, what's that, 6 people to pull everything over to the scene?
There are 8 volunteer firefighters present. I have their names and records, if you'd like.
That's okay. For this story, it's just important to know that they're everyday folks from Arlington risking their lives for the community. You want to go take a closer look? It's okay. They do end up putting out the fire.
Eventually.
And then later on,
as they
got equipment to
more proficient firefighting equipment and to set up organized fire departments, the local communities often provided reservoirs of water somewhere centrally located in a community to which the pumping equipment could be connected and fires fought from hoses from the pumpers.
A few years later, in 1929, a huge fire breaks out north of Ballston in McLean, and volunteer units from Fairfax, Falls Church, Cherrydale, Clarendon, and Ballston all responded to help put out the fire. I mean, where would we be today if we didn't have these people who recognized how quickly a town like this could be lost, and how fragile their community really was?
But the whole community was built around volunteer fire department. Everybody, this was a common ground for people to get together on. I can remember the organization, the Clarendon Fire Department, and we had a band there that played. Everybody turned out to hear the band play on Wednesday nights, Tuesday night, and all the kids, we had a great time. Right in the firehouse.
Well, shall we return to the days of movie theaters and pressurized water tanks? Please brace for dimensional transport in 3, 2, 1.